Today's daf in Mesechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Kuf Beit, and we're holding right at the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Beit. And the last exciting thing that happened to us was that we had a serious problem with Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda claimed that if you're eating something that is b'chayev a brocha in situ, which would be, let's say, a brocha me'ein sholesh, certainly a brocha of Birkat HaMazon, then if you moved away to eat somewhere else, then there would be no problem, and you would not need to make a new brocha. Problem was that we learned in a braita that it is only if there were other people who had been eating with you that were left behind in the original location. There and only there is where you don't need to make a brocha. But otherwise, you do need to make a brocha. And that left us with a real serious kasha Rav Chisda, which were the last words that we learned yesterday. And so, Omer Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak on the last line of Kafal of Amud Beis, Omer Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, it's very simple. It's true that that's what it says in the Braita, but that Braita that talks about Akirot, this whole business with Dayak the word Nekar Ragleyem, you know who says all of those dinim about leaving somebody behind? That's all going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav Chisda was going according to the Chachamim, according to which we paskin, because they're the Rov. And here's the classic case of Rabbi Yehuda claiming that you need to leave somebody behind in order not to have to make a new bracha. The Tanya. Chavirim shayu misubim. So you have these Tamid Chachamim are sitting, and they're in the middle of some kind of Sheva brachas. Now, as we know, Tamid Chachamim have no patience for sitting around for 3 hours Sheva brachas. And obviously, they walk out in the middle to go to the Beit HaKnesset to learn if there's Beis HaMedrash around. And then they come back and pretend to have gone out to the bathroom or something, you know. And no one's the wiser that they only spent 10 minutes at the 3 hour Sheva brachas. So taking into consideration that reality, so they got up and they sort of snuck out, Leilech LeBeit HaKnesset or LeBeit HaMidrash, Kishem Yotzin ain't to any brocha l'mafreya, Kishem Chuzrim ain't to any brocha l'chatchila, and I must correct myself because actually 3 hours, 10 minutes in 3 hours would have meant they couldn't have made the brocha, that they would have lost the brocha achrona of the original achila. So let's make it, they only spent, let's say, an hour and 50 minutes. That gives us enough time for them to be able to make the brocha when they get back. Okay, anyway. So as long as there's other people there, says Rabbi Yehuda, they left some suckers in there for the whole Sheva Brachas. So then when they get back, then there's no problem. This is exactly what we talked about yesterday when we were talking about leaving people behind, right? And that was the problem that we had with Rav Chisda. Now it turns out the only one who says that is Rabbi Yehuda. And we remember from Erevin that wherever Rabbi Yehuda uses the Lashon Bamed Dvorim Amurim, he is arguing. If he uses the word Eimatai, when is this true, then he's not arguing. But if he says the words Bamed Dvorim Amurim, he's saying, no, don't take that too literally. That would apply, but only in special cases. So he's arguing on the Tanakhama, and the Tanakhama holds that it's absolutely true. There's no additional conditions. You don't need to leave people behind. Shinoi mokom in a dover that is mechayev a brocha in its place is not mechayev you a new brocha. Rav Yehuda says, no, that's not true. It's only not mechayev you a new brocha if there were people that were left behind. Avaloi nichusha miksat chaverim. If you didn't leave anybody behind, kishem yotzim to uni brocha lemafreya, u kishem chosrin to uni brocha lechatchila. Okay, so we see over here that the idea would be that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this idea of needing to leave people behind, and that basically explains the braita that we said yesterday on Kufal of Amud Beis. That's no problem to Rav Chisda any longer, because Rav Chisda was going like the Rabbanan here and was not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now obviously this is a tiyufta. I mean, it certainly seems to be a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan also, because Rabbi Yochanan says, even on an apple, you don't have to make a new bracha. And over here, it's saying, oh my gosh, everybody's made a, that we're only talking about dvarim atu uni bracha b'mekoman, right? So we can show Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. Says the Gemara, okay, let's see whether we can attack Rabbi Yochanan from this braita, even though we already attacked him and left him dangling and hanging on the tree there to Yufta Rabbi Yochanan. But anyway, we're never satisfied We want to keep trying to see if we could beat him up again. So Elataima is Medayek the Gemara, so you see from here that because we're talking about Devarim Atunim Brocha L'Achareim B'Mekomam, therefore, Kishain is Kishain Yotzim ain't tunim brachal mafrei, according to the Tanakama, Kishain Chozrim ain't tunim brachal chatchila. But if you would be talking about not a su'uda, Dvarim Shain tunim brachal achareim bimekoman, so then afila l'rabbana, then even the Tanakama would have been made. Listen, they said, we're talking about chaverim that went in and they're holding, now they were mesubim and a su'uda. So there we're saying Kishain Yotzim ain't tunim. But if it wouldn't be for that and they were just eating an apple, Kishayim yotzim tuunim bracha lemafreya, ukishayim chozrim tuunim bracha lechatchila. So if that's the case, we got it to you after the Rabbi Yochanan. Because here it says both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan agree that if you're only eating an apple, you definitely do need to make a new bracha if you go into a new location. And Rabbi Yochanan said, never need to make a new bracha on a new location. Okay, come on, guys. I mean, we already showed that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. So, v'lav miyotim nechad azimna, we already showed Rabbi Yochanan was wrong from the brisa that we brought yesterday, right? Yeah, okay, true, but maybe we got another kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Name it avit yufta from this brisa also. Miha nami. In which case, if anybody would ever come up with a solution to the first brisa, we could always shoot Rabbi Yochanan with the second brisa. It's always good to have ammunition, that you hold for when you need it. No. You do not have a knife awry against Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan could say to you that in reality, the Chachamim agree with me entirely. In reality, even if you were just eating apples, oh yeah? So why did it say over here, Dafka, that they're talking about a place where Okru Raglayim and the whole deal? I'll tell you why. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the truth is, who I did not feel the ain't any bracha lacharei may become a namayin tzrikalim varach. It was just an apple. The only reason it mentions over here that okru ragleim is not because it would be different if it was an apple, according to us. It's to tell us how extreme the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is. That Rabbi Yehuda, who says that shinui mokum does require a bracha, he says it requires a bracha even on dvarim shetunim brachum lacharayim bimekomam. And there, it's only if you have people behind. We're talking even if it's in you were eating bread. So don't ask me from here, because I don't see that the Chachom, you can't prove that the Chachom argue on me from here. In fact, we found a brisa that says what Rav Chisda said, that you do not need to leave anybody behind. And if it's something that's tunabrochim alachareim, bimekomam, then there's no need for new bracha. What does the brayta say? Chaveim shayu mesubim lishtot yayin. Here it says beferish that they were mesubim. So they were actually mesubim together. That means they were koveya the su'uda, and they're drinking wine, v'akru ragleim, and then they left and they come back. They do not need to make a new bracha. And over here it says specifically that they were sitting there and drinking wine, and that means it does require a bracha achrona bimekomam. And in the other brayta, I mean, it says the same thing. Isn't that a riot of Chisda? No, because over there it doesn't say beferish that they were drinking wine or that they were koveya the su'uda. Okay, Tana Rabba. B'nei chabura shayu mesubim. So let's go back to the original case that we had before, on Daf Kuf. So over there we talked about people, b'nei chaburash, ayu mesubim, everybody sitting around and they're eating. And it's Erev Shabbos. And, oh my gosh, it's Kodesh Aleihem Hayom. Now Shkia comes. What do they do? So it says like this. Look, you have to bring them a cup of wine. And they make Kiddush. And then you bring another cup of wine. And then you say Birkat HaMazon. So it says Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the moment that you were chayev in Kiddush, remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be mafsig, and therefore you really have ended that first suda and have to continue a new suda l'kavod Shabbos. That means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would think that you should make Birkat HaMazon first and then say Kiddush. But no, since you're mechuyev Kiddush, how are you going to say Birkat HaMazon al hakos? You're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. Therefore, the first cup we make is for Kiddush, and then we go in and we make the second cup on Birkat HaMazon. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't get it. Remember, my shita is, you don't make a hefsek and a suda just because shkia came. As a matter of fact, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't make a hefsek and the suda even if it got pitch dark and it's after Ben Hashmoshes, and therefore the next words, Olcha v'olech atchet techshach, is a big problem because there's no din of atchet techshach, and that seems to be a mistake in Girsa. Because of that, we have other Girsaot in the Rashbam here and among the other Rishonim, which say, Olcha v'olech even mishet techshach, you continue to eat. Or Olcha v'olech, without anything else. You just continue eating until you finish your meal. And I don't see what the problem is. When you finish the meal, now you have the issue of Kiddush and Birkat HaMazon. Okay. So when you finish the meal, Gomru, you now finished. What's going on over here, guys? Please mute yourselves. So when you finish, Mordechai, mute. When you finish the meal, so then the first cup that you bring, Kos Rishon, you say Birkat HaMazon. Well, of course, because according to Rav Yossi, the meal that you continued was the meal of Shabbos. At the point that it becomes Shabbos, you don't have to break in the meal, and therefore, what's the problem? So now you say your Birkat HaMazon, and then you can say Kedushas Hayom, because the Birkat HaMazon is part of that Seuda. And therefore, now you say the Kiddush, and as we said yesterday, Tosfos explains that since the meal is considered to be the meal of Shabbos, so then the Kiddush is considered to be connected to the meal, and now it's Kiddush B'Mokom Seuda, and everything's fine. But now we have another problem. Now, this is a whole new sugya that we're starting here, we haven't mentioned before. We talked about a lot of interesting sugyas about Kiddush B'Mokom Seuda and whether it be Shinui Yayin, and we talked about Shinui Mokom. Now we have a different question, and that is, why do we need two cups of wine for two mitzvahs that are one after the other? We're going to be making Kiddush, we're making Birkat HaMazon. Both of them are supposed to be made on a wine. So use one cup of wine for both mitzvahs, right? Why are we bringing, both according to Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, I understand according to Rabbi Yehuda, of course I need to bring a different kos because it's a completely, Daniel, it's a completely different chiyuv, and this is a new meal. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's all the same meal. Why are we bringing two separate cups of wine? Can't we say both brachas on the same cup of wine? Nimrinu l'tarvayu achada kasa. Amr Avuna, Amr of Sheshes, this is a new halacha that we need to remember. Ein Omrim Shtei Kedushot Al Kos Echad. We do not make two brachas over one kos of wine, because that's like doing mitzvahs. Like, let's get it over as cheaply as possible, as quickly as possible. The reason for this is my taima. Omer of Nachum Bar Yitzchak Lefisha Eino Si Mitzvot Chavilot Chavilot. We don't make piles of mitzvahs. Let's finish up this pile by using one cheap cup of wine. That's not how we do things. Each mitzvah is given its own special attention, its own special wine, and otherwise it looks like we want to somehow, instead of being excited by the mitzvahs, we want to potter ourselves up from the mitzvahs as quickly and cheaply as possible. We don't do that. We don't? What do you mean we don't? Well, we do that every single time. We make Havdolah when we have to make Kiddush. When we finish the Shabbos and we're starting a Yontif, don't we always say Kiddush and Havdolah on one cup? Huh? And I mean, what about whenever we say a Kiddush, we come into the house, now this happens, somebody is coming into his house, he's going to be eating his Malav Malka, and he's only got one cup of wine. What does he do in that case? He needs to make his Birkat HaMazon on Yayin. If he makes Havdolah, then he's not going to have anything left for the Birkat HaMazon. So what does he do there? So here's what it says. Somebody comes home, Nichmas Lebeit, Motzei Shabbos. So you make a bracha on the Yayin, on the Ma'or, and on the Besamim. Now, of course, this sounds awfully mixed up because we're supposed to do it the other way around, aren't we? You remember that that's a Machlokas, whether Besamim come first or whether the Ma'or comes first, and then you say Havdolah, okay, and that you say Al HaKos, but what about if you only have one Kos? Im Ein Lo Ela Kos Echa. Now, over here, we don't have a problem, because, I mean, this is basically, obviously, this is going according to Beit Sham. I remember that we had back in Barachas, you say first the Ma'or, not like Beit Hillel, it says that first you make the Besamim, but the idea over here is that you say one Kos, is because they're all connected to the Havdalah. That's for sure. Okay. But what do you do if you're going to be eating your Malav Malka and you only have one cup? Leave the cup till after you're ready to bench, and then Menichola Achar HaMazon, and then you say all of the brachas after Birkat HaMazon. So you say Birkat HaMazon, and then you say the brachas of Kiddush and of Havdalah for the and the Besomim and so on and so forth. Huh? So how do you explain that? So apparently you do say two brachas, one for Havdalah and one for the idea of your chiyuv on the eating. Okay, fine, I understand. Ain lo. I said, look, you're not supposed to do brachas chavilos chavilos, you know? But if you don't have an option, so what are you supposed to do? Not have a kosher brachas hamazon? That would be terrible. If you don't have an option, so then you, what can you do? It's better than not at all. Ask the Gemara, but hold on a second. Every single time that Yontov comes out after Shabbos, so Yontov Shechal Liot Akar HaShabbat. Now, if Yontov comes out after Shabbos, you have wine. And the norm, this is how Tosfos understands. The norm is, if it's the beginning of Yontov, so you've got lots of good food for Yontov, and you haven't used up everything on Shabbos, right? So we could certainly assume you've got wine for your Yontov, and you're going to be having additional. Rashi learns it's referring specifically to Pesach, and you've got the wine for the Arba Kosot, which Tosfos Tain is you can't use the wine for the Arba Kosot out of order like that. You need it for your Seder. Okay. In any event, so let's take Tosfos' approach, and we're talking about over here, lots of wine, and it's Mitzray Shabbos, the Eatle, and you do have wine, and yet we know that we've got a Machlokas, which we're going to get into in tomorrow's daf at length, about what the correct order is of the Yayin, the Kiddush, the Ner, Havdalah, the Zman, and the Besamim, if there are Besamim, which we'll discuss in a moment. And Rav said in that case, you say Yikne is the Simen. So the Simen would be Yud for Yayin, that's the Bari Perek Efen, Kuf for Kiddush, because you say the Kiddush on the Yontav that's coming in first. We're going to talk about the Sfaris for all this tomorrow. Hey, for the nun for the ner, and hay for the Havdalah. So that means you're saying Kiddush and Havdalah over one cup of wine. Nobody said, Einos in mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Yeah, but you say that we got wine. So how do you explain the fact that it doesn't say Yak Nahaz, which is what Rav really holds? You have to say Zman. And what happened to Shechiyanu? I'll tell you what happened to Shechiyanu. We're talking about the 8th day of Pesach where there's no Shechiyanu. 7th day of Pesach where there's no Shechiyanu, right? So Meklad Shvisha Pesach Askina. So then if we're on the last day of Pesach, whew, man, you finished every bottle of wine that you had and there are all those 50 bottles. But anyway, that's why we're taking this case specifically, because you do not have any wine. And I already said, if you don't have any wine, Ain lo shiny. Okay, so what are you asking me from a case where we bedafka left out zman, which means we are not talking about a regular yontem? Okay, so middle of Omar zman. Michlal de b'shvi yishal pesach haskid et kol madavi ochele v'lesele. You don't have any wine. Wait a minute. But how about yontem rishon, that a normal yontem rishon that comes after Shabbos, where you definitely have got lots of wine, and we got all kinds of shitas over there. Abaya says the correct order is Yakzana. So that means that he holds Yayin, Kiddush, Zman, Ner, and Havdalah, all on one kos. We don't pask in that particular order. Rava says Yak Nahaz, which is the way we do it, which is the Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, and then Shechiyanu. But I don't care how you do it, and there's plenty of other shitas which we'll see tomorrow, but the bottom line is we are definitely saying Kiddush and Havdalah all over one cup. Now, how do you explain that? Simple. Kiddush and Havdalah is really the same mitzvah. Ha! We should have thought of that in the first place. Because Zachoret Yom HaShabbat means to make sure that you make a verbal declaration at the beginning and end of Shabbos that's separated out, right? Okay. So actually, Kiddush is Havdalah. Kiddush is just being Mavdil, the Chol, away from Shabbos. And Havdalah, that we call Havdalah, it's just being mavdil, the Kedusha of Shabbos, from the Chol that is coming. So basically, it's all the same idea, and therefore we're not talking about mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas. It's dafka very appropriate that the same mitzvah is the mitzvah that we want to talk about. Okay, so now the question is, what do we say about the overall halachas over here? So I'd like to made a list over here of what we need to talk about. And let us begin with a review of some of these halachas that we started with Kiddush B'Makom Seudah. Okay. So Kiddush B'Makom Seudah, again, starting from the beginning of the Sugya, let's go from beginning to end. So even though Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both said, you can make Kiddush, you can move away, and therefore we make Kiddush in the Beit HaKnesset, you don't need Kiddush B'Makom Seudah, and because of that, you would be Yotze even if you hear the guy making Kiddush. We don't paskin like that. We paskin like Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Seudah. The reason that Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Seudah was because it says, V'karata L'Shabbat Oneg, which we dash in B'Makom Kriya, where you're saying the Kriya, meaning the Kriya of the Kiddush Shamtehe Oneg. And others learn that just mitzad asvara, that because we were koveya, the yayin, as being the chashivas, so we want the yayin to be also in the mokum of the seudah of chashivas. Okay, fine. If you didn't eat in the place where you made kiddush, you're not going to be yotze the kiddush, and the only reason that we make it in the Beit HaKnesset, according to that, would be to be motzi the orchim. And the question is, what do we mean when we say B'Makom Seudah? So this is a big machlokas. Tosfos says it's talking about being as we're at the Iker Seudah Shabbos. It's talking about really eating your bread. It's not enough to be eating mizonot or to be yotze on the yayin per se. You would need to actually eat bread. And this would be true both in the morning and in the evening. And this is the sheet of Tosfos. It's the sheet of the Rosh. It's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Yonah. And in all of these cases, not like we do, because we end up actually being somech on the shitas that hold you can have mizonos, as we'll see. And actually, it's from the time of the Ge'enim that the Ge'enim paskin that even drinking wine, and for sure eating mizonot, is you would be yotze. Okay, there is therefore a shita that holds that it's kedai to be machner, and only to do this if it's a mokum hatchak, that you don't have any bread, but it's preferable to actually eat the bread. Now, there are some who take it even further, and they say you could be yotze even on non-mizonos and non-yayin. You could be eating fruit and would also be okay, but they only say that about kiddush, what we use the kiddush, the bracha, meaning in the morning. And the kiddush at the night, then it's a big problem that we wouldn't say. Okay, so this is Benogea. People want to be machmer. Lamaisa, I got to tell you that the Mishnah Brura is mashma, that even at night it would be enough to be semech, even the chatchila on eating some mezonos and so on. And we actually, I don't know if Barnea remembers, but some 40-some years ago, when we brought the yeshiva to Eretz Yisrael, we were semech on that Mishnah Berurah, and we had a big walk all the way back to Givat Mordechai, and we'd gone to the Kotel. So we stopped in Eish HaTorah, and they made us, I had arranged for a kiddush, and Rav Noach got all angry because he wanted to know why we're not being machmer. And I told him we're going like the Mishnah Berurah. Anyway, it was a bit of a kerfuffle over there. So we had been semech on this many, many years ago. Okay, and that's the Mishnah Berurah, that even the chatchila, it's not a problem. He doesn't bring that it's even kedai to be machmer. Okay, so now the question is, of course, once we have this din of Kiddush B'Makom Seudah, once you make your Kiddush B'Makom Seudah, you do not need to continue to eat dafka in that room. Now you can eat the rest of the day without making a new Kiddush. There are some who hold that if you utilize the kula to make the Kiddush on something that was not a real Seudah, and you just had the Kiddush in the shul, let's say, and you had a couple of, you know, kichlach or whatever, then when you get home, you're mechuyev to make a new Kiddush. And in fact, many people are knowing that when they get home, they will make a new Kiddush. Now, the question is like this. This is a tremendous Kiddush in the Paiskim and in the Rishonim. Supposing they tell you to make Kiddush, the mechaved you to make Kiddush, and you have no intention of eating anything in the place where they mechaved you to eat Kiddush. So the din is over there that if you are being the mechubah to make Kiddush to be motzi other people Kiddush, if those other people are eating there, then that's enough, even if you yourself are not eating there, because it's Kiddush b'makom se'uda. So it doesn't have to be your se'uda. So then that would mean that you would be yotzi your own chiyuv, because for the people that you were making the Kiddush for, it would be considered to be Kiddush b'makom se'uda, which is fascinating. Okay. There's some side issues that I was wondering whether it's kedai to mention, but Baruch Hashem, we still have some time, so if you don't mind, I'll even mention side issues. So in a case where the Mekadesh himself is not being yotze, normally, it's not eating there, I mean, normally the halacha is that somebody who is going to be eating at a Kiddush and he just hears the bracha, he's going to be yotze even if he doesn't say amen. But in this case, the people who are answering, they need to say amen because they are the ones, the only ones that are making the Kiddush valid. So it's just an interesting side point that normally this is not a big deal, and over here, it is. Okay, interesting. Now the question is, if somebody hears a Kiddush and he himself is not being Yotzei Yedei Chova, so let's say he did not say Amen, what would be the din over there? So obviously, he is not allowed to even drink from that wine that they make at the Kiddush and hand out for everybody, because it's not considered to be a makom se'uda for him. Okay, there's another question. Suppose you're in one room and another guy's making Kiddush. I know I shouldn't be doing this, but you know, it's fun. So what if you're in one room and somebody else is in another room and he's eating in the other room, and you're eating in the room where you're eating, can your Kiddush b'makom se'uda for you be motzi him through the window as a Kiddush b'makom se'uda for him, even though it's a different makom se'uda? And the answer is yes. You actually can be yotze in such a case. All right. Now, the question is, how about if you make a Kiddush, we mentioned this during the daf, you make a Kiddush in shul where you know that there are no guests that are eating in the shul. So remember, Tosfos holds, and the Rosh holds, it's mamish a bracha levatola. The Rambam does not hold it's a bracha levatola, and he says that there's a din of Kiddush in terms of the chashivas of the Kiddush. Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch, as I mentioned to you, says it's better not to ever make Kiddush in a Beit HaKnesset because of this problem, unless you're literally making for Orchim that are there, and he brings that is the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, as we mentioned. Now, the question is, what is considered to be the makom se'uda? And what is the relationship of makom se'uda to the way in which we define makom se'uda when it comes to shinui makom? Now, the Gemara came out that even bebayit echad, and that was the case that we had where you were makadish up on the roof and then you're going to go downstairs, it wouldn't be good. But we were makbet go even downstairs. Okay, so then that would mean that a Kiddush, if the Suda is b'mokom acher, so the definition of b'mokom acher was, let's say, that case, from the roof, or from an aliyah, or from one room to the other. But everybody is moida l'chora, based on our gear, so that if it's one corner of a large room to another corner, and you move arba amos away, that would be okay. And that is most of the Rishonim. However, as I mentioned to you while we were learning, there's another girsa in the Gemara that says, afilu mipina lipina. Now, according to that girsa, we'd have to be machmir, even if it's in the same room. Furthermore, there's also a shita, which comes up in a lot of places, that if you are looking at the place, it's still considered to be the same place. So if you're in a living room, let's say, and you walk out to a patio, and you see the place where you were, so then that's the sheet of the Ran all over, that is considered to be in the same mokum, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that mipina lepina is okay. He doesn't have that girsa, in other words, it's not machmer like the Rif, and obviously, lechatchila, it would be better not to move and to stay, although everybody's made, if you're on the same table and, you know, you're just, it's a question of what seat you're sitting in, that it's not a problem. Okay, now, suppose B'shas Kiddush, you have in mind to eat in a different place. Now, we're going to see that having in mind the chatchila to do something very often does... Gavi got us this morning, is seeing something through a mirror, seeing the same place. That is a fascinating question. Gets us into some physics, optics, quantum mechanics, all kinds of issues. Okay, wow. All right, so the question is, if you had in mind that you bedafka want to eat in a different place, of course, this is going to relate, as we'll see, to the question of shinui mokum, lagabi achila, where you had in mind lachatchila to do it. So the halacha is that b'shas kiddush, even though you had in mind to eat somewhere else, Tosfos says over here that you would not be yotze your kiddush if it was bayit labayit. If it was mi bayit la aliyah or mi cheder la cheder in the same bayit, and you had in mind to actually go there when you heard the kiddush, that, says Tosfos, that explains the orchim in the shul. Because even though we said that Kiddush B'Makom Sudah is no good from one room to another, but at least in the same building from one room to another, if you have a mind l'chatchila, so then you're yotze. So then that, and that, says Tosfos, that must be. Because otherwise, how are we explaining making Kiddush in the shul, which you do in the heichal of the shul? And then it says over there they have a room for the guests to eat in. You don't eat in the shul itself. There's a room that they eat in and they sleep in. But that's a different room. Oh, so that proves that if you had in mind the chatchila for the other room, that would be okay. It's considered to be a Kiddush B'Makom Sudah, which makes the sugya work out much better. Okay, there are those who don't agree, okay? And there's also a shita, which is a Beferisha Yerushalmi, and that is the way the Ron Paskins, that if you lechatchila had in mind even a different bayit, it would be okay. Now that is not lahalacha, basically, because, as the Ron himself says, you know, it's all very nice, that's the Yerushalmi, but when it comes to the Psak, we always try to paskin aliba our own shas, and not according to the Yerushalmi. Now the question is whether we should move on to the other sugyas,
or but no schite.
No, come on, Barney, leave us off. I mean, people just emptied out their wallets. I mean, my God.
My house has been cleaned for Pesach already.
Man, oh man. You know, we were able to give 13,000 shekel for Matanas Lavionim. That's a pretty significant sum of money. So, Baruch Hashem, we were Zocha. And Bezrat Hashem will make a new, Barnea's organizing his own moschitim. Anybody who wants to speak to Barnea should please contact him directly. So now getting on to, let's take a look at some of the other sugyas that we had gotten up to, even though we're still sort of in the middle of them. And that would be, the question of not Kiddush B'Makom Sudah, but rather Shinui Makom. Is Shinui Makom mechayev us a new bracha? Okay, so we had over here this question. According to Rav and Shmuel, the din is you need to make a new bracha, and this is true whether you're actually eating in the new place or whether you left to another place and you came back to your original place, it's the same problem. You're going to need to be mevarech, because the very fact that you go out is considered to be the end of your original achila, and even if you come back in, it doesn't make any difference. So now, as we know, there's a big machlokas here in the Gemara. So according to Rav Chista, this is only dvarim she'enam tu'inim bracha la'acharehem b'mekomam, and that's a big machlokas. What is that? Okay. So as I mentioned to you, the Rashbam and the Rambam himself agrees to this, that means you do not, we're talking about things you don't even say a bari, you don't even say a bracha mi'en shalash. In other words, we're talking about things that you would only be saying a borei nefashot. Okay. According to many of the other Rishonim, including even the Rosh and the Rif, even the Shivas Haminim, unless you're talking about mizoinas. So it would have to be at least mizoinas. Certainly bread, obviously. And nothing else. And then there, as I say, there's others who say only bread and not even a bracha mi'ein shalosh at all. So then we had the further machlokas, so whether do you need people that are left behind, even for dvarim b'mekomam, and that was Rebbe Yehuda's shita. So now, basically, we pasken like Rav Chisda, and as we mentioned, there's a machlokas, what that includes, Rav Chisda, dvarim shen tzuchim b'mekomam, and in fact, the gra is machmer la'alocha only if it's at least bizonos, not if it's a bracha achas mi'ein shalosh. And it would certainly be nice to be machmer like the Gra, but Lamais, the Mishnah Berurah says you can be somech, obviously, on the Shitas. It's certainly a Suffolk bracha because of the Rambam and because of the Rashbam here. So if you did, you certainly would not make a new bracha because it's at least a Suffolk bracha. And therefore, as long as it was even a fig or a date or whatever you ate in that place, then you wouldn't be allowed to make another bracha. However, because of that, it's recommended for somebody who's makpid not to get into the machlokas, since the Gra paskens said it's not good enough, and better not to move to a different place to be sabech lechatchila. But the fact is, if you did, you would not make another bracha. Okay, I'm not going to keep you longer here. We'll finish up the various other issues tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, in our further review of the sugyas coming up, all of the various permutations of Yaknahaz, or Yiknezeh, or Zanahak, and so on and so forth, all to be seen tomorrow. And I wish you a wonderful day. It's been great. We had lots of fun, and we're caught up, right? Yes, I think we're caught up. Baruch Hashem. Okie doke. Back to normal schedule tomorrow. Emir Tashem. Kol tov, everybody.